Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
little sweet Nick. My little baby face gangster.
Well done. You can text in 424-645-685. Starter Hammy text line. You can call in, give your opinions. Honda and Lincoln Hotline. Do it. Do it. Do it. Same number. Lots. We were trying to create some space between yesterday and today.
Right.
Right? You need some altitude to kind of look down on it and figure out what it was that actually happened and what it all means. So your first response today, like when you woke up this morning.
Oh, it's, I mean, I've been through it before. I mean, I always say that college sports is pretty much professional sports and the NFL is entertainment. So, you know, it's nothing new to me. You know, I just hate it just because, like I said yesterday, I know all four of those guys. I know they cared about their job. They put a lot of work and time in. You know, they coach for the right reasons. They care about their players. And it's not 100% on their fault, but they also are 100% their fault. But they also know as a coach, things don't work out right or the situation changes and it can change, you know, in places like this drastically or lead up to drastic changes. Things like this happen. So, they understand it's not personal, it's business. But, so to me, I mean, it wasn't, you know, anything shocking, even though, you know, I know someone personally and known, like I said, I've known Ryan Hollis since I was 18 years old. So, I know how hard he's worked to get to this point and how hard it'll work to stay at this point and believe in what he's doing. You know, so it was a little bit of that. It was a little bit of the, you know, for the players, you know, as, you know, they all, you know, even though nobody in the defense was obviously let go, everybody, all 100 and whatever number of players on that team, definitely their attention span or attention to detail or whatever you want to call it should be maximized. One is the reality of the big power five or big time football. It happens everywhere at every level, but you know, in Nebraska, I mean, it's a big blow. And, you know, it's a reflective of the season. Yes, you're close. Okay, that's fine. But ultimately, you didn't win. And that's what football is. And some position groups didn't play up to their capabilities, which, you know, is individual collective choices. And sometimes the things that you're kind of, you know, dressing up and playing as and you know, fooling as, you know, sometimes can come back to bite you. And then, you know, the reality is, you know, some of your actions or lack of actions kind of led to the, you know, what happened yesterday. So there's, you know, plenty of responsibility to go around. It's never, you know, a happy day. You know, it's never a good day because, you know, if it doesn't happen, then obviously you're moving in the right direction. Obviously, you got to, you know, pivot and make some adjustments. So with that being said, you also know that now that, you know, they've made some hard decisions, now you see what, you know, where it could go in the future. And, you know, the future, you know, starts, you know, next week, you know, on the road, and then it goes from there. And then, you know, that should be the main focus, you know, sure, with the, you know, without a game coming up, you know, it's going to take up a lot of mental capacity because they're, you know, I'm sure their heads are spinning. But ultimately, you know, if you're going to have these conversations with yourself and amongst each other, it can't be all, well, so-and-so coach got let go, I wonder why. It's got to be, okay, that's what happened. Did I have a big, small, or some sort of part in it, or us as a position group? Did we really perform up to our capabilities or what coach was asking us to do? Those are the conversations I'd like to have or like to see happen, because that's self-reflection, and that leads into the leadership, the culture, and the accountability thing, which obviously I think, you know, leads to more wins.
Jerry, what does this mean for the players, right? In a week, you're preparing for Wisconsin. You're trying to recover from Ohio State and get ready for Wisconsin.
Nothing's really changed. I mean, yeah, the guy that – the voice in the room has changed, but the – And there might be some difference in techniques and how the coach, you know, whether he's coaching you, if he's going from an assistant coach to now the guy for these next 2 weeks, you know, some little things will change. Doesn't really change for the players. It doesn't seem, you know, if people think like, you know, just cashing in these last 2 weeks, you know, because, you know, a couple coaches, you know, got really, you know, let go, that's not the mentality that they're looking at, and that's not the mentality you need to have. You know, there's reasons why. I'm sure with the numerous jobs that were open early, you know, just in particular LSU, USC, and I'm sure there's some other ones I've missed, you know, not only are those coaches fired at those different universities, there's assistants open, you know, because they're gone usually if they're not retained. So you gotta get started early, and you never know what's going to happen in the future, you know, as far as like other, you know, schools, you know, being open. And then they have an early, you know, signing period in December, so you want to kind of have your stuff, you know, your ducks in a row. So things move rather quickly. Now for the players, you know, my advice, you know, if I ever talk to them or whatever, say, hey, look, man, you know, especially for the position groups, right? You know, this is your pre-resume tape. So when you come in and meet with coach, let's just say it's me, Coach Foreman, and you're, you know, whatever position, you know, you have a clean slate and we're starting over, right? Every position's open. And that's a great thing. Because nobody in those position groups has played good enough to be sitting there, or maybe Cam Jurgens, obviously, it's, you know, the normal usual suspects. But high percentage of those jobs are open, so nobody's coming in there and saying, oh, I don't have a chance. Now you have a chance, but I'm also going to go back and look at the tape over, say, like the last 3 weeks or the game tape of, you know, that you played. Because one, as a coach, I want to see what I'm working with. Two, I want to see if, you know, what potentially you could be, or what you're telling me, does it really add up to what I'm seeing? Now, you can't, because I'm going to probably coach different and do it differently, but you kind of always want to see what you're working with. So this isn't the time to kind of like Cadillac and think about, oh, man, I can't wait to, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, eat some turkey and go home and then shut it down in January. This isn't like when Scott came in and you saw, you know, you had defensive backs with like 20-some percent body fat and all that. This is onward and upward. It's a bump in the road. You know, you dap up, show them some love, and show them the respect and the stuff that they gave you, and then you move on. And the best way, if you feel in a way about a coach that's not here anymore, is to go out there and play well as a sign of respect for him. I mean, if you ever want to make a coach proud, because these coaches are good enough where they'll land on their feet and they'll get into other opportunities, right? If you want to make a coach proud, if you want to make a former player proud that was in your room, go out there and play well. And that's what you should be wanting to do. And not only for, you know, for yourself, your team, your present coach.
Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But out of respect for him, if you have a relationship with somebody and you really have a lot of respect for him and you got love for him or whatever you want to call it, you need to go out there and play well for him.
So what will be different? Will there be a verbiage difference? Will there be a barrier, right?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, you might change up some stuff, but you're not getting a whole new playbook in a matter of, I'm assuming, in 10 days. I doubt that. I think it's, they got guys in place that are going to be kind of taking over those rooms. That have been in them rooms before, been active, and they're just going to go on. I mean, you know, it's kind of thing. You say, hey, look, you're giving the coaches, assistant coaches, a little bit of a leg up to go out there and find another opportunity if it presents itself, and then also giving yourself to do it as well. And it's on a bye week, and, you know, I'm sure they're out recruiting or whatever.
Is there anything being asked of this roster that wasn't asked 2 days ago?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I doubt it. I mean, I don't know what they could ask. I don't know what they've, you know, technically would be asking them. I know that they, you know, need to continue to work hard and focus on doing the little things a lot better. You know, they do the big things a lot better, right? They're in shape. They got big muscles and all that. They play hard. Now we got to start doing the little things a lot better, and that'll lead to big victories. So I'm sure it's more of the same, but more, you know, I mean, look, I don't know what the coaches are asking, so I can't even really comment on that. I just know, and I'm more or less probably say I hope, you know, these players, I would ask, if I was a coach, do I have your attention now?
So
I have your undivided attention?
Right. So for players who have played under certain assistant coaches, and now in that process, so it could be 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever, that you had a relationship with a person,
mm-hmm.
and then their title changed, their location changes.
Mm-hmm.
Can you still coach that person?
Who?
So can a grad assistant coach?
Why wouldn't he?
Well, because we know how players look at coaches. All coaches are not created equal in the mind of players.
Well, I mean, that's an individual choice. If you choose not to get coached, then you're probably going to be on the bench.
Well, that's the whole thing, because this week is going to expose some relationships.
This whole season has exposed the real and the fakers, the guys that talk it versus the guys that walk it.
Do people know that, though?
No, because they've never been in the locker room. It's a sixth sense. When I can look at guys that maybe have been on teams and look at them, whether you was really down with it to the end and whether you're not. At 45 years old, you just know where people stood. Ain't nothing changed.
Do you think this roster knows each other? Like, legitimately knows who
they know. Yeah, okay. I'm sure they know. A majority of them know. But they just got a different, you know, they got a different way to go about it. It's different dynamics, different kids, different day and age. You know, I'm a firm believer. Good football teams are built on friction. Friction.
So my version of that, I always said growth requires friction. So I get where I think you're coming from. Right. But what specific to this team, to football, Power 5 football, Big Ten Conference football, what's friction?
I don't know. They get enough of it.
Well, competition can be friction.
They compete and all the other stuff. Now they got to compete and do more, right? What they've been doing has got them to this point. Now let's take a step back and figure out either what we're doing. Do we need to do it a different way? The way we study tape? Am I really studying tape the way I need to be? Am I really putting in am I making sacrifices during the week, during the season? You know, this is a perfect time to try something different or try to add on more to what you're doing and see how it affects you on the field and the practice or the practice field, meeting room, et cetera, et cetera. And so, you know, if you want to be a playmaker, there is no excuse. You have the opportunity. It is a wide open field for you to plant your seeds and keep planting them and keep planting them and take over if you want to. And, you know, everybody can talk about, oh, we need to go into – and I can't speak for the coaches. I'm just speaking in reality, right? It's just like you never heard the New England Patriots like, oh, we're going to win a Super Bowl with our draft class. They never did. They said, oh, man, this is the greatest draft.
But see, there you go being logical.
Well, that's the only thing I know. I mean, I don't know much, you know. Everybody will tell you I don't know much. All I know is I'm not going to be dependent on some 18-year-old kid coming out of high school that can't bust a grape talking about you leading me to the Big Ten West Championship against some
especially
grown
in football.
Especially in football. Basketball, different.
Right.
Because dudes at 16 years old are full-grown men, and they are just different. And they could have size. You know, if you're 6'11 at 6'10 and you're built and you've been training,
you're okay.
Right. So you can go in the portal and hit on that. And then you got to, you know, get some high school kids. But ultimately, the guys that are on the roster when the new year starts in 2022 are going to be the ones that are going to get together and really get down and get dirty and get this bad boy back on track. Now, will these new guys or, you know, incoming class or whatever, transfers or whatever the heck it's called, will they be, you know, can they be of help? Of course, we've seen it at Michigan State. Now, look, Mel Tucker, you know, had, you know, did it differently where you get, you
different
know,
personality different personalities.
Yeah, but I mean, it's his first year. There's no year sitting out versus you couldn't do that when Scott, you go 21, you could get fill a whole class with this. You can't do it, you know, it wasn't COVID. So, you know, yeah, those guys are going to be an asset, but the majority, the foundation is going to come from those guys that are going to be on the roster 2022 that are still, you know, that are here, that are, you know, going to be there. Those are, and there's going to be guys that need to step up. Those are going to be guys that maybe were second and third on the depth chart and guys even, you know, maybe leave or, you know, graduate, and then they get their opportunity. May not become starters, but they're going to be rotational players and provide the depth and play up to their potential. So, they got a young roster full of you know, a lot of potential, and it's a great opportunity for those guys to start eating up minutes and, you know, plays, whatever you want to call it, you know, at the you know, turn of the year, because even though if they have a starter coming back in your position and you're battling for the number two, which means that, just say for instance, outside linebacker, you're going to be three in the total rotation, you ain't just going to let some high school kid or some other new kid come in and just take reps from you. It's competition. That's the friction. So the more the merrier, and then but, you know, majority of, I think, of the good stuff and the stuff that's going to turn this around, which has, you know, I'm assuming has to be rather quickly, is going to be, you know, a lot of guys I'm assuming on the roster, but there, you know, I'm assuming other guys will help out, because look, at football, you know, you could say Jay Foreman is going to be there, but then, you know, you might get hurt. Jay Foreman might get hurt. I might be out for three or four games. Somebody needs to step up.
I'll ask you this, and I want your answer after the break. But what will next Saturday look like from a standard perspective? What can we expect? What will you expect on the field next Saturday at Camp Randall? We'll get Jay Foreman's answer when we come back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Fall in love with low prices, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12-packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.